Hey guys, my name's Erica, and I'm a guitarist and main singer.
Hey, I'm Jeanette, I play drums.
I'm Oli Navarro, I play bass.
I'm Jenna Alonzo, and I play guitar.
And we're Frequency Within, and you're listening to Die Laughing Records.
Radio podcast.
Ciao!
Die Laughing Records. Punk rock podcast. With Rob Trisler.
Welcome to the Die Laughing Records radio podcast special edition freak show with Frequency Within. Their new album, Message of the Void, is out now on all your places that you can go and get music, whether it's a streaming platform, a retail store, dielaughingrecords.com, or at a show. Make sure you pick up a record wherever you can. Support the band. This new record is great. We're going to showcase some of the history of the Freaks with Die Laughing Records on here, along with play some tracks from their self-released release, which was called Blissful Mess. They put out about a year before we started working with them. So overall, it's going to have some different music on here. We hope you enjoy it. We're encouraging you to get out and support this band and pick up their new release. Like I said, Message of the Void. Now it's time to do the fun stuff. Kick off the show. So hey, Chelsea, can you kick this off for us?
These groups are not just great bands, they're fucking great friends of mine.
We'll be right back.
Vindictive by Frequency Within is the first track I ever heard from the band myself. I actually remember sitting down and playing a bunch of stuff from them for my daughter after Dave's like, check out this band. So he had been talking to them on Facebook. So I'm like, yeah, I'd love to check them out more. And that's exactly what started happening. I spent an evening going through everything I could find about Frequency Within online. And this was the first track. It really got my attention. And basically after that, I didn't have to think much more. It's just like, where are they going? Let's hear more music from them. And so that's what we did. And they sent us other music and things. And, you know, pretty soon after that, Dave and I agreed, let's see if they want to sign. And we were fortunate enough to sign them. However, in the meantime, we put out a track called Coma, which was the first release we did with them after they sent us some demos over. Here's Erica, vocals and guitar, recently talking about Coma on Behind the Music, available actually on the Frequency Within Facebook page.
I wrote Coma to get over a certain chapter in my life. I went through a death, and it was the first major death that I've ever been through. This song is definitely something that hits me hard every time I sing it or every time I hear it. I've never been through the grieving process, so it hit me in such a way that I could have never imagined. It definitely changed my life forever and made me look at life completely different. I get a lot of comments responding, why is there so much yelling and why do you sound so angry? Well, I was definitely angry, sad, broken when I was tracking that song because I wasn't completely over what had happened. It was still very fresh, still very new, and those wounds were still open and being ripped open as we were tracking the song. I didn't really want yelling at first, but it's what I felt. I was angry. So now it's tracked, recorded, and it's right on the streaming platforms for everybody to hear. But I wouldn't change one thing about it. Through this song, I've heard so many people come up to me at shows or message me on Instagram or even a Facebook Messenger on their story of the grieving process they've been through and just how it's changed their life. And what I like to always share is people who are going through that grieving now is your grief will get smaller. You will never forget, but it does get smaller and you do get through it. I use this song as a form of like redemptive suffering where I can use my pain to connect with others and let people know, hey, there is a light at the end of this tunnel.
Slices throw me, fires throw me. I can't sleep with this.
I can't sleep with this.
Mom begins to wonder. Am I giving into reminisce?
Break.
We'll be right back.
so excited, guys. Come out, see the shows with us.
Sometimes you got to come to a show and see a band live to really get a taste of what they're like. Because you hear a recording, you say, well, that's a great recording. But you don't always get to hear where it's really, you know, getting worked on and built up and tried out. And in the case of Frequency Within, I got a track for you here of them playing Static Ground live off their Blissful Mess album. And it's actually recorded October 10th, 2018.
I want you guys, put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. Yes. Now we're gonna use those hands to clap along. Keep this girl on time.
A lot of the time you hear bands going and basically you hear about them fighting all the time, not getting along and so forth. I don't think you have that problem with this band. Here's a little clip from a tour diary they did earlier in 2019 while they're gearing up for their release of Message of the Void. And this is actually from the Message of the Void tour where they were playing the new tracks off their record.
Hey guys, Erica from Frequency Within here. We just got done doing our show at a truck space in Arizona. It was wild, had a blast.
It was totes awesome. I put my new purple heads on. I was happy.
And those purple heads were provided to us by...
by Remo.
Thank you, Remo, for giving us free heads. You da bomb.
Anything, Oli?
And now we're back on the road and doing sing-alongs, I guess.
Yeah. To Disney soundtracks.
Erica.
All right, it's off to Texas tomorrow. We had a great time tonight. First night on the road.
When I was a young warthog.
Following interview is actually myself and Jenna from Frequency Within. We originally aired episode 23 of the Die Laughing Records radio podcast, which was March 4th, 2019, right before they went on tour. And I'm going to play that for you now. Hello, this is Rob. I'm at Dutch Brothers in Stockton, California right now with Jenna from Frequency Within. And I do have some questions for her today. You want to say hi at all?
Hi.
We also have a special guest here, and this is Miss Cassie from Union 13.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, you heard that right. Cool people travel in packs. So anyway, we're out here today enjoying some coffee in the rain and basically wanted to reach out to everyone. And the Freaks are about to head out on tour. And I wanted to ask Jen if she has any special spots or shows she's looking forward to on this tour.
Well, I'm looking forward to all of them. I know we have a couple here before we leave in Riverside and Fullerton. I'm excited to get out and play a new place in Phoenix. We're playing Trunk Space with some of our really good friends, No Lungs, Sore Eyes, and Ghosts in the Willow. We're playing another really good one I'm looking forward to is in Denver. At the Lion's Lair, we're playing with our good buddies, Television Generation. And then when we come back, towards the end of the tour, we'll be in Vegas at the end of March at Double Down Saloon with The Nerve and Kittenhead.
Now, have any of those, any of the venues, now you're not doing South By this year, or are you doing South
we're
By?
We're going through there just for unofficial stuff, not any official ones.
Are you going to try to make it official while you're there? By officially promoting the hell out of the band?
Oh yeah, we'll be around. We'll be hanging out with people.
All right, so if you're listening and you're going to be at South By, you better look for the Freaks. They will be out there. And if you're in any of the areas, the show dates are posted online as well as all the normal websites. The only other question I'm going to have now is, will you do me a favor while you're on the tour? Do a favor for everyone listening. Can you send us a tour journal? Almost even if you don't like the show, just tell us how the show went that night, or you're excited about a performance, or even if it's a little music clip from a band you thought was cool.
Yeah, of course. I'll do it. Oli will do it. Jeanette, Erica. So you'll get everybody's little insights on each day.
Right on. Thank you so much. And, go out there, break all your legs, all right?
Don't say that. Last year we ended up having to get a whole new vehicle. We broke our car.
Really? Well, why don't you tell me about that?
Well, we got halfway through the tour. We were driving up from Austin, Texas, all the way through to Denver, all straight.
Wow.
So it was me, Oli, and our buddy Miguel from Sounds Like Disco. Just driving up after having not slept, we were working at South By for at a bunch of shows. And so we were up all night and then just drove. So we drove all the rest of the morning, the day, and into the next night. And then we get to Denver, we play our show there, and then we leave. And as soon as we leave, we get probably halfway to our next location in Salt Lake, and I'm driving. And
so this is your fault is what you're saying?
It's not my fault. But I was driving and all of a sudden the gas stopped doing things.
Oh, so you had no ability to move.
Yeah, and we were going slow and I was like, well, it doesn't feel like it's getting past second gear. Like I'm going maybe like 20, 30 miles an hour and we're pulling a trailer. Yeah. We're driving a Suburban. It was that one was old. It was like... It was 90-something.
So you had nobody holding on to the back trying to hold you back from driving any farther, right?
No. We ended up having to... Luckily, we were near a town, in the middle of Wyoming, mm-hmm. and they had a dealership that happened to be open. So they told us either we wait a whole other week, which was the rest of the tour, to get a new engine, mm-hmm. or we can just get a new car or rent one.
And that is actually what we're sitting in right now.
Yeah, we're sitting in the car that Ole and Jeanette got.
That's amazing. Well, awesome. Well, then, hopefully we get less stories like this one, but great stories from the road from you on this trip, okay?
Definitely.
And what's the name of the tour?
It's the Message of the Void Tour.
And that's for your EP coming out really soon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're not going to give you dates because we're going to surprise you all with that soon. All right. Thank you. This is Rob Trisler, and you're listening to Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast. You just heard Afraid by Frequency Within off their new release, Message of the Void, available everywhere. So there's the hard sale for you. I strongly suggest if you've listened to this whole podcast, which is for people that would have subscribed to it or been shared this show to listen to, that you go out and support this band and pick it up. You can go to any of the retail stores and ask for it. If they do not have it in stock, they can order it for you. Just tell them you'd like them to order a copy for you, Message of the Void. If you want to get it online, you can go to dielaughingrecords.com or Google search. You can also check our show notes for links to different ways to pick up the record on this podcast. So make sure anywhere you want to find it, you can go to the show notes and find it if you don't want to look too far. You can also go to any of the download or streaming platforms and pick up a copy of this record. Also go back and support them, pick up their old record, especially if you have any of the download or social platforms available that allow you to stream for free because you have a subscription. Get all their records. Pick it all up. Check it all out. It's totally worth it. You'll be thankful that you did, and it'll become one of your new favorite records for this summer. You're going to look back on 2019 and say, that was a great summer because I got the new Frequency Within album, and such happened during that summer. So make your memories now by picking up the Message of the Void record by Frequency Within on Die Laughing Records. Thank you so much for listening, and stay subscribed, and make sure you stick around next week for our next episode of the Die Laughing Records radio podcast. This has been a special edition show, The Freak Show with Frequency Within, podcast subscriber exclusive.
All songs on this episode have been approved by the bands on this episode.
Bullshit!
This is the Die Laughing Records radio show. Yes, that's right. You are up for an hour of punk with Rob Trisler, Dave Dalton, Go Go Girl, Gillian Elizabeth, and Curtis Smith, with jingles by myself, Lord Prosser. So stay tuned for an hour of punk and punk news. Die Laughing Records podcast on Radio Vegas.rocks every Wednesday and Friday.
Get the Radio Vegas.rocks app so you can listen on the go 24/7.